Just take a deep breath and hold it. And let it out. That's good. And now, take another deep breath and hold it. And let it out. Focus on your breathing. Become aware of the breath going in and out of your body. That's good. Just become aware of what it's like to relax completely. Focus on each gentle breath in and out. And I wonder if it's the in breath or the out breath that relaxes you more. You can just tell yourself with each breath out that you're feeling more and more relaxed, more at ease, more comfortable. That's it. That's right. And as you close your eyes, maybe you can imagine lying in a park somewhere, or a garden. Think back to a time when you were relaxing outside somewhere, in a warm, sunny day. And the sounds and the smells of that time. Maybe you can smell some kind of grass. I wonder what you can hear. Maybe you can hear birds in the trees. Children playing, people talking, and as you relax, you lay down over your feet and just fade away, like a radio being turned right down as you lie there. Peacefully relax, breathing gently, just feeling the weight pressing down, like being really relaxed outside. Or maybe you can imagine a gentle breeze in the warmth of the sun in your face. And as you lie there, every muscle can become limp and loose. So get good to just relax. Just let everything go. You might remember back to a time, a simpler time, and you can just relax and enjoying that peace and calm and stillness. Just think about how good it is when you're relaxing. Nothing to do. Nothing to worry about. And maybe you can imagine fishing in a nice, warm, sunny day. Nothing to do. No one to bother you. Just little waves roll gently across the lake. Just lying there. Completely at ease. And in the distance there is the sound of traffic. Or a distant plane. While you lie there, with your head back, your shoulders relaxed, feeling totally at peace. And in the sky, high above, in the big blue sky, the clouds. And as you watch the clouds drift across, the clouds are drifting slowly from one side to the other. And those clouds go down towards the horizon. And as they go, you watch them gently floating. And you count the clouds going by as they go by. And as they go by, you count them. And as they go off, there are 10 left. And then 1 disappears. And then 9. Through the clouds. Going down. And there's 8. Now there's 7, now there's 6, and those clouds are drifting gently down, and there's 5, and 4, have you reached cloud disappearing, you feel more and more relaxed. You're at ease. And 3. And 2. And there's just 1 cloud left. And you can just imagine yourself in that cloud. And completely surrounded by a lovely, soft, fleecy cloud, and you can feel yourself being supported by that cloud, floating, drifting, slow down and down and down. If you're floating like that cloud, safe and secure, letting go. It's that last cloud disappearing. And as you're lying there, relaxed, relaxing even more, your mind can begin to wander, to think of a summer day, place outdoors, a place with trees and fields and water. Maybe that water is flowing. Maybe it's light. The air is warm. Tranquil place. You have nothing to do. Nothing to think about. And yet, there always seems to be something that stops you relaxing, isn't there? Worries and concerns. Sometimes it seems like they never go away. And you know, there are times when you would just like to forget about them. When you think about it, why not? Why not just forget about them? I wonder if you can imagine what your worries would look like if you were to take each worry, think about it, not the thing you're worrying about, but the worry itself. Imagine all your worries been converted into objects, like things. Imagine what size and shape and colour each worry would be. And then imagine how it would be to line up all your worries, just line them up and put them down on the ground. Just look at them. Look at them as they lie there. Notice how each one is different. And think about how you feel about them, about how long you have had them, and imagine that you find a bit of land in that place, outdoors. A bit of land with good, rich soil, soft and easy. And then dig a hole for each one. See the size and shape of the hole. You see the first worry going in the hole. and see it being covered up. And then smooth the earth over it, as if it had never existed. And take the next one and bury that one and the next one and the next one until every worry is buried. And once all the worries are buried, you can wait. Pull the earth back and forth until there is no trace of them. This rich soil, ready for new growth. And so now, you've buried those old ways. You can ask yourself, what is the opposite of worry? And allow those things under that soil to begin to change. And imagine yourself going back to that place now and again, tending the soil. And after a while, you notice little green shoots begin to appear. And those shoots grow. And soon, very soon, the whole area is covered with little green shoots. And then leaves can appear, and all sorts of different plants can come up where those rows used to be. And those plants can begin to bud, and then each plant give flowers. Maybe one plant will have one flower, and some other plants will have lots of flowers. And you realize that each worry has a good part. And you can enjoy the good part while letting the other part go. And then time comes. The time can come when you're walking past someday. You can decide to harvest those flowers. You can enjoy all the colours and forms and scents. You can lose them into the quirks of happiness. And then, when you've gathered them all up, and make over that thing. Smooth it out. You can plant new seeds. You can let those old worries recycle. Plant seeds of hope and strength. And forgetting. Just imagine what kind of flowers will be coming up from them. The nature is constantly reminding us of how things change, the power of something decays. It can nourish. Never. What good can come out of anything? And things that seem permanent and just fade away to be replaced by something fresh. You are the best, strongest plants. And recovering from you to start with. Just to get them started off. Already pitching in, and then you can push through, and right above that mirror, and so you're ready. Find yourself drifting into a deeper sense of relaxation, a deeper sleep. You can just sleep now. You can enjoy the deep. Relaxing, refreshing sleep. You can just let go, becoming even more relaxed, waking when you need to. Feeling relaxed. And positive, ready to harvest some of those wonderful flowers